Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Well, this is Month. It's Thursday. I'm sorry, it's Thursday, and this is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I am so glad for this day. Truly, this is a day that the Lord have made, and I have choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Not so much rejoicing for the things that happening in this hour, and maybe the bad things that happen in people's life, but I rejoice in the God of our salvation. I rejoice because I know that God is real. I rejoice because I know that in spite of what's happening on this earth, because of the redemption work of Christ, we can still have peace. I send a shout out to Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong, the host of this broadcast. Thank and praise the Lord for the part that he allowed us to play. I've been praying and interceding for Tyrese Nicholas and his family. I've been praying for all the ones that was involved in what the enemy did. You know, the Bible is so fulfilling, and that's something that I've been meditating a lot on more now than ever. The Bible is being fulfilled. We've been talking the whole month of January. We talked about relationship, the importance, the value of having a relationship with God, being intimate with him. Like I said, the importance of it. Everything revolves around God. You know, from the beginning, God always wanted to have a relationship with mankind. And I'm telling you, thanks be to God for Jesus, the second Adam. He made it possible. Adam destroyed the relationship between God and humanity. But the second Adam, God brought on the scene, which is Jesus, who is my Savior and my Lord now. He brought him on the scene. And because of Jesus, we better yet, our relationship, but we have an opportunity to have a relationship with our Creator. And I don't know about you, my brother and sister, but without the Lord, I can do nothing. That song came in my spirit right after I got saved over 40-some years ago. And it's still, it's stronger now than ever. Without God, I can do nothing. We can do nothing in our own self, but with Christ, we can do all things. We can endure all things. We can conquer all things. We can face the late Ida Bell Parker. I talk about her a lot because that was my mother in the gospel, and she was my pastor for many years, and she taught me many things. She taught me the basic things of the basic and the important things about developing and maintaining a relationship with God, you know. So I just thank and praise the Lord for this day. And as I stated, let's continue to pray ye one for another. You know, as I was talking, we talked about Daniel relationship with the Lord. We talked about the Hebrew boy's relationship with the Lord, and we ending it with Joseph. And the thing that blessed me the most about it, up under the old covenant, they were so faithful and loyal and committed to their relationship with God. And the Bible tell us that we have a better covenant. In Hebrews, it tells us we have a better covenant with better promise. But what really inspired me and really ministered to me was how each one of them, even with Daniel, the situation that Daniel had to go through with, but how he continued to stand and he was loyal to his relationship with God. And they didn't have the Holy Spirit. The dispensation of the Holy Spirit at that time did not abide on the inside of them. They didn't have the Spirit of God on the inside of them, but they had a covenant. And they were so faithful. And even with the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were young men when they were sold into Babylon. And even the king chose to have them to be trained and work in his palace. But the thing that get it, even though they was in the palace with Nebuchadnezzar, they never kneeled, never bowed to those, to the gods that Nebuchadnezzar them bowed to. Even with Daniel, some of you don't read the story about Daniel in the den of the lion. Daniel made it he prayed three times every day. And even when he had some jealous people to come against him and tell him to stop praying, he continued to pray, even though it could have cost him his life. His life was risked because, as you read the story, you will find out that Daniel was put in the den with the lion. But nevertheless, and this is what I'm going to really try to input today, regardless of whatever you and I experience or got to go through, the Lord going to be with us. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to go on and pray. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. First, God, I want to lift up Tyrese Nichols' family. I want to lift up everyone that was involved with it. I pray, God, that you would grant that family the strength that they need. I pray, God, that you would give them clarity. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Even in this hour, they might not understand everything that took place, why it took place. But, Father, you know all things. And I pray, God, for strength. And even those officers, Father, I even pray, Father, for household salvation for them. I bind strong men, Satan, that's operating in their life. And, Father, I pray for household salvation. I pray, God, that you will work this thing out, that you would get the glory. And I know you on the scene. I cover that family with the blood of Jesus. Father, not only that, but I cover families all over the world. I come against this demonic activities of murder. I come against bitterness and hatred that is influencing the young as well as the old. And Father, I pray for the saints. I pray, God, that you would strengthen the saints. Lord, I pray that you would help the saints not to turn bitter, allow bitterness and resentment and hatred to get in their heart. I pray, Father, that they don't cast away their confidence in you, but they'll continue to look to you, to continue to not only believe you, God, but trust you. And Father, I thank you for those that would tune into this broadcast this evening, Father. I pray for spiritual enlightenment. I pray for understanding. I pray for encouragement, that they would be strengthened in their inner man by your spirit. And Father, I thank you the airways. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airways. I thank you that the Holy Spirit will be released over the airways, that he will open up people's spiritual eyes. Father, we thank and we praise you for your word right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I stated, with the whole month of January, we've been talking about the importance and the value of having a relationship with God and maintaining that relationship. Some people just believe it's all about, just going to church. You can go to church and still don't have a relationship with God. I did it. I've been there, done that. But when Jesus come into your life, when you receive and accept him as your Lord and Savior, it make all the difference in the world. When you get in his word, you begin to hunger and thirst, have that desire to get in his word and read his word. And as you read his word and the Holy Spirit make it real to you, it draw you. It'll just draw you. And the more you read, the more you want to read, the more you come into the knowledge of who God is and why God created the earth. What was God's purpose for mankind on this earth? Y'all, it really makes a difference. So I just thank and praise the Lord. And as I stated, we've been talking about familiar peoples up under the old covenant. And like I said, when the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit hadn't made his interest on the earth to abide in mankind. And these Daniel, the three Hebrew boys, and Joseph, it really blessed me how they up under the old covenant, how God made it possible, and through their union with God. Now, the Holy Spirit wasn't in them like he is in us, but they endured hardness. as Paul told Timothy, as a good soldier, you don't see nowhere where they murmur and complain or got an attitude with God because of what they were facing. And we even in the book of Corinthians, the Bible tell us, Paul said how they was our example. Come on, somebody. And there too, again, y'all, the Bible said God then gave us everything pertaining to life and godliness, and I bear witness of that. Everything you and I need, everything you and I need to be a better Christian, God done already made it possible that we could have, we have access not only to the information, but we have access to the power of the Holy Spirit, the one that not only convict us, but the one that empower us, enable us with the ability to serve God. And like I said, if you in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, you don't have to go there, but you can write it down. But I love what he said. In that 11th verse, it said, now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the world are come. Where, no, drop down to the third. It said, therefore no temptation have taken you, but such is coming to man. And there too, again, my thing is, God inspired men to write the Bible that their life is example for us. And when I read, like I said, when I read about Joseph, the Hebrew boys, and Daniel, it really encouraged me so much because it let me know they were young men. And you know, in the beginning, 17, and, you know, they continue to walk with the Lord. Even Joseph, the dreams he had, 17, he was sold into Potiphar's house. But the thing that really inspired me the most was how they maintained their relationship. They didn't allow what they experienced to cause them to blame God or complain against God, but they were just so, the way they were just encouraged. But the thing that blessed me also is, well, that what caused them to be like that, they spent that ample time, they was prayer. They were praying men. They believe in praying. They had to pray because they coupled with the three Hebrew boys anyway with Daniel. And the Bible said Daniel prayed three times a day, you know. But they did not allow what they had to go through or what they faced. They did not allow it to cause them to be bitter. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, I think it's about the 15th verse, if I'm not making a mistake. But anyway, the way bitterness come about, let me tell you something, disappointment, discouragement, if you're not careful, you can open yourself up for bitterness and resentment. And other words, in the hour and the time that we living in, believe it or not, it's so much evil on the earth. But we gonna have to do like Jesus did with those disciples. He trained them. He was the example while he was here. And one particular story, you remember, the Bible tells us about when Jesus told the disciples that let's go to the other side. And in process of them going to the other side, a storm came up. But let me tell you something. The storms of life show up for all of us. But I found out, because Satan is the god of this world, Peter tells us that we have to resist the devil. The Bible tells us to submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. And that is so important. We in evil times, y'all. We in evil times. Whoever is tuning in to this broadcast, I want to encourage you. Yes, we in evil times. It's here. It's here. But you need to know that you're not in it by yourself. We're going to be, and like I said, in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, just read it in its entirety because it blessed me. Even in that 6th verse, 10 and 6, it said, now these things was our example to the intent. We should not lust after evil thing as they also lust. But there too, again, God wants us to know. See, that's what blessed me also, how the love of God is. God done made all provision for us that we could live this Christian life, the life that he wants us to live. He haven't left us. We're not hopeless people, you know. and stuff. But when Jesus told the disciple, let's go to the other side, the enemy tried to intercept what God told him to do. And he got in the storm, and the storm got so bad, the Bible said we're filling the boat. But the Bible also said that Jesus was up under sleep. Now, those some people, and I'm telling you, if you have not developed a relationship with God, and even if you not developed one, I had to learn this myself. It's a must that you, when it come down to looking at what's happening on this, you got to let the Holy Spirit bring balance. No, God don't want us to be act like we naive, like we don't know what's happening on the earth, but at the same time, he don't want us to lose focus on how big and how awesome he is. Now, as the old saints used to say, you'll understand it better by and by. Yeah, here's a lot of things it don't make sense, and I tell you, it don't make sense. I don't understand. But you know, just like faith is the currency for the kingdom, let me tell you something, trust is. We really in the hour now, like never before, that we're going to have to not only believe God, but we're going to have to trust what God's words say about us, about our situation, and about our enemies. We in that hour. A lot of saints don't realize your faith is being tested. Yep. A lot of temptation, a lot of this stuff going on. But there, too, again, you need to know it's the old saying of where your help come from. I learned that my help, it don't come from the hills, but my help come from within. Hallelujah. But my foundation scripture, I'm going to be going back to Genesis 39. I'm trying to get away from this, but God, it's the old saying said, just lingering in my spirit, telling the people to deeper their relationship, get more intimate with God. You know, it just lingered in my spirit. And Ephesians, the sixth chapter, in that 10th verse, Paul was addressing the fivefold ministry gift. He was addressing relationship and everything. But he got in that sixth chapter, the final chapter in Ephesians, and at that 10th verse, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Listen, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle, listen, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. Listen, he didn't just put this, they weren't inspired just to have this put in the Bible to fill up space, but this is for your benefit and mine's. Not only just a believer, but even the sinners. Now, I'm going to read that same verse. I'm going to the Amplified Translation, and I'm going to start at that 10th verse. But this is so important, you know. And that's why I say I love about Daniel, the Hebrew boys, and Joseph. They did not allow their situation to turn them bitter. I'm sure with disappointment to Joseph when his brothers hated him, they were jealous of him, you know. And I truly don't believe that Joseph intensely tried to make them to belittle them, but I believe he was just excited about the dream that God gave him. And when he shared it, well, now the Bible said that his father had him at an old age. And so he, you know, but his father favored. But there too, again, my point is this, they hated him. They were jealous of him. They hated him. And they, you know, the Bible tells us that hate is related to murder. That's why the Bible tells us not to hate. And y'all, I'm telling you, these evil forces is influencing a lot of people in this hour. Nobody's exempted. You know, when I first got saved, my mindset, I had the wrong information. I thought once you get saved, you ain't got to worry about trouble. What was a wakey? That was wakey, wakey. When my spiritual eyes came open, I found out once you get born again, you're going to be on Satan's hit list. You know, some people might say, you're always talking about the enemy. Let me tell you something. You better know you have an enemy. The greater one is in you, but you better know you have an enemy, and you got to know how to walk in the things of God. You got to know how, know whose you are and who you believe. Paul said that to Timothy. We addressed that a week or two ago, how Paul told Timothy, he said, I know who and who I am and whom I believe. He said he was acquainted with God. He was persuaded that God was able to keep what he committed. And that's only because Paul had developed a relationship with God. He was up on the new dispensation. But like I said, Joseph, Daniel, and the Hebrew boy, they was up under the old dispensation. But they did not. I'm telling you all to read it sometime. They did not allow what they had to go through, even though their life was at risk. Joseph was mistreated by his family. The Hebrew boys, they were put in the palace, Nebuchadnezzar palace. But then when Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to go against what they believed, they didn't eat the food that day because some of the food were offered up to idols and all of that. They didn't eat it. Even Daniel, when they told him he couldn't pray anymore. But that's what really ministered to me. Up under the old covenant, they were so loyal, regardless of what they experienced. And I didn't find nowhere when I went and studied on it that either one of them turned bitter. They was willing to suffer. They was willing to endure hardness, but they never denied God. They never denied him. They continued to magnify. They was not ashamed to be a servant of God. And I'm telling you, we living in this hour and time now. Jesus said, if any man going to fall after me, let him deny himself. Even we living in the hour when the Bible said many going to depart from the faith. But I got good news to tell you, because of Jesus coming, death, burial, and resurrection, you and I don't have to throw in the towel. Prophet, you don't know what I'm going through with. I promise you I don't, but I know I done been there. It was time I was tempted to want to throw in the towel too. But as I growed in knowledge and growed in grace and the reality of the word of God came alive to me, I found out like this, the battle is not mine. Listen, the battle is between God and Satan. And Satan go to limits, to extreme measure to try to get you and I to cash away our confidence. And God, don't you do it. I know it appears. See, if you focus so much on the natural, it's going to appear like God done let you down. It's going to appear. If you focus on the natural more than you focus on God and his word, it's going to appear like we already done. No, you're not. You got to change your focus. And remember when Jesus told the disciple, let's go to the other side. They was all excited about going to the other side, but when the storm came up, when the storm started, the boat started being filled with water, and it appeared like they were going to lose their life. They forgot everything he told them, and then had the Savior on the boat with them. And I'm going to tell you something, in this new dispensation, we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. That's why Paul said to the church of Ephesus, he said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you would know what is the hope of his calling. And then he went on that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of us. And my brother, my sister, if you feeling hopeless today, this evening, if your situation look like, listen, you, if you're a born-again believer, if you don't receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and I pray you receive the Holy Spirit, I pray you need to pray, say, Father, open up my spirit to eyes. Let me see. I remember Elijah said that to his servant when they were sent to try to capture Elijah, and his servant got all upset. And he said, Master, you need to see that the soldiers, they are surrounding us. And Elijah says more with us than it is with them. But see, Elijah saw, his spiritual eyes was open to know. It's more with us. And that's why I went, a lot of times when I go back and read the old covenant, the characters in the old covenant, my mind goes, God, what's wrong with some of us in this new covenant? We got a better covenant with better promise, and we act worse than the one back then. They were so willing. They were so bold. And some of them, now, y'all rightly divide what I'm saying. Now, you got some bold and strong saints. All the saints ain't weak and all the saints ain't strong. Come on now. I want you to know that we got this many saints strong and we got weak. But I want to say for the ones that are weak, you know, we got a better covenant with better promise. We got all God is that's on the inside of us. We got the one in us. That when God said, let there be light, he calls light to be. That's God, the Holy Spirit. He's on the inside of us. And y'all listen, don't get so comfortable with this earth. This is not eternity. It's what we go after here, eternity. Some people just live for the now. Oh, I don't be thinking about dying. I'm just No. When the Holy Spirit come in you, he'll bring battles. He'll cause us to have battles. But like I said, Paul was letting them know, you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood, but through your union. Well, let me read it. Let me read it from the Amplified, Hebrews 6:10. Yes, that's what he said. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Sound like a relationship to me? Listen, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. As you come into the knowledge, the revelation, the understanding about who God is, what Christ came to do, how he restored. The Bible said we have the spirit of reconciliation. Christ restored the relationship between God and man. Now you and I can commune with God. Oh, we can talk to him. He'll talk back. He walked with us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, draw your strength from him, that strength which is boundless might provide. Look at the 11th verse. He said, put on God's whole armor, the armor, a heavy armor, so with God's supply, that ye may be able to successfully stand up against all the strategy and the deceit of the devil. Let me tell you something, the enemy is not more powerful, but he'll try to put up a fuss and try to get you to believe he's the most powerful one. No, he's not. He only is powerful as you in your mind. If you got an unrenewed mind, if you don't keep your mind renewed, you're going to think that he's the most powerful. But like I said, when I look at Joseph, when I look at the three Hebrew boys, you remember? I said the three Hebrew boys, when they were faced with that fire furnace, and I really believe they was not the only Hebrews in the midst when Nebuchadnezzar told them to bow to this idol God that himself he had made, this idol statue, the statue he had made. They weren't the only one, but those, I don't know what Daniel was, but the Bible said that those three, they choose not to bow. And even when Nebuchadnezzar threatened them, they was young men. Like I said, this up on the old dispensation. This wasn't talking about the new. And we got something better than what they had. What we got, we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. And y'all, we living in the hour that God wants the saints to stand up. Stand up against sin. Stand up and say, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Because the greater one is in us. He'll stand up in us if we let him. But when the storm came, those disciples, they got fearful. The Bible said they went down. And they began to say, Master, whoa, Jesus, Master cares not, we perish. How many people is crying out, God, do you see what's going on? God, why are you letting this happen? God. But y'all, let me tell you something. If you read Psalms 115, listen, God gave the earth to us. We as born-again believers, they have an identity in Christ. They don't know who they are in Christ. They don't know what Christ came to do. But let me tell you something. Don't let somebody else read the Bible for you. God made it possible that you can read your own Bible. And I just love it when I'm reading and the Holy Spirit is bringing enlightenment and understanding to me who I am. Now, I want you to write in the Bible, I don't dot every I, cross every T. Because everything we do, we have to live by faith. Faith is the currency that connect with God. And I'm telling you, you got some of you say, but prophet, what I'm experiencing right now, well, trust God with it. I don't know how to. Well, this is the way you trust him. Whatever he said in this word, believe it and trust him with it. 1 Peter 5:7, to casting all your cares on him for your care. God, I'm going to give this thing to you and I'm going to trust you with it. I had to learn not only to believe God, but I had to learn how to trust him. And you got a lot of people, they believe God, but they don't trust what God's word says about them. Because they trying to figure out how he going to do it, when he going to do it, why he ain't did it, and why he didn't do it the way. No. See, that's where confusion comes. That's where you open yourself up for demonic activities. God, you said it. I'm going to take you. I trust you with this. Don't know how it's going to turn out, but I know it's going to be to my advance. I know you're going to cause this thing to work together for my good. And that's why I say I love. He's telling me right here. He said, put it on. Then he said in the 12th verse, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponent, but against the despotiness, against the power, against the master spirit, who are the world ruler of the present darkness, against the spirit force. And a lot of people, now listen, you got to realize the real world is the spirit world. No, you can't see a demon, no, but you can see him through the eyes of the word. The word of God revealed to us. A lot of people, listen, I learned that I can be influenced by the Spirit of God, or I can be influenced by Satan. And all this evil, those police forces, those men that did that to Tyree, do you not know that was action of the enemy that influenced them to do that evil? God never intended for man to fight against man. But the enemy can get in there, influence you, and cause you to do this evil. But guess what? As born-again believer, we have access to the authority, the name, the blood, that will cause us to walk, to overcome and to endure. Yeah, that's the enemy. The enemy calls it black against black. See, the enemy trying to start a race war. That's what he's trying to do. And I'm telling you, if your spirit eyes ain't open, you'll get with him. Don't get with him. Come against those spirits that's influencing people. I had to learn that. It's the enemy that is trying to bring all this hatred, this bitterness and resentment against mankind with one another. Want us to fight one another. Want us to get rid of that. That's the spirit behind all. This is what Paul was saying to Timothy. He said, you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. But see, you can't see these spiritual beings that being active if you don't know what the words say. Jesus said the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. You got to know what the words say, but not only know it and not only believe it, but you got to trust it. Trust what God's words say. That he was saying, then the 13th verse, I'm still reading from the Amplify. He said, he master spirit of the world, 12th verse, the last part of it. He said, he master spirit who are the world ruler of this present darkness against the spirit forces of weakness and heavenly supernatural spirit. Therefore, put on God complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil days of danger. Danger is here. So you see, you got to learn as born again believer, we have to learn how to utilize our authority when danger show up. We got to learn. And the Holy Spirit, he the one that'll teach and teach us how to use our spiritual weapon. One of the some say, teach my hand to fight. Teach my spiritual weapon. These are spiritual weapon that Paul would try. And this is what I love about Paul. Paul had such a greater revelation. He never met Jesus in the natural, but in the spirit, Jesus taught him some things. The Bible tells you how he was missing for so many years. But he had such a revelation. about the supernatural. The super as well as the natural, the spirit world in the natural world. He has such a great revelation. When you read in a lot of his epistles, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray certain prayers. And I pray them prayers for numbers of years, and I pray sometimes for myself and other people. Paul has such a great revelation. He could see in the spirit realm. And God, he was inspired by God to write it so you and I won't be ignorant. God don't want you to be ignorant of your enemy. No, the enemy don't have the way he presented it. And people that don't read the word, people that read the word and don't believe and don't trust what God's word said, the enemy going to always have you thinking he is more strong than God. No, he's not. He's under your feet. Keep him there. Submit to God. We talked about that last month. Submit to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee. The greater one is in you. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. I love it. He said, I set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Choose life that you and your seed may live. If you are born again believer, stop letting your enemy cause you to look at what your children or some of your family member doing contrary to what. Keep your eyes on what God said. God, you told me if I believe on the name of the Lord Jesus, my whole household would be saying, I believe that. Come on, somebody. He said, love your enemy. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despise for you. Start praying for them. See, if your eyes come open, you see it's a spirit that influencing them. Or they operate in the natural, the carnality. You see, the enemy used that against you or us if we let it. But he said, put on God complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil days of danger. And having done all, the Christ demand to stand firmly in your place. Stand there for hold your ground. Having tight. And he began to, and this is what you and I have to do. It's up to us. You in a battle. You know, some people say, well, you know, I'm not a believer, you know, and how, listen, you might not be, but let me tell you something. You're in a battle, whether you believe it or not. If you think you're not in a battle, that's a sign your spiritual eyes. You either not saving, you're saving your spiritual eyes. Ain't come up because you in a battle. That just it. But what I love about my Bible, about the Holy Bible, It got people, and I thank God what he said in the first two. These people, is like, what's an example? God don't want us to fall and trip over and stumble over the same thing that they did. That's why I thank God for Daniel, the three Hebrew boys, and Joseph. Not only them, but other characters in the Bible, how they stood for the things of God. I mean, they stood really strong. Gilead, come on. You go to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, you'll see some of it. How they stood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I said all of that, because I want to show you something in Genesis 39. Let's go to Genesis 39, and I ain't going to be that long, but I want to show you something. In Genesis, the 39th chapter, I'm still trying to close with Joseph. For some reason, I ain't got out of it yet. But in Genesis, the 39th chapter, look at that second verse. Now, this was after Joseph was sold to Potiphar. In that second verse, he said, and the Lord was with Joseph. I want you to meditate on that. If you are born again believer, the Lord ain't only with you, but the Lord ain't only in you, but the Lord is with you. Come on, somebody. It said, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Now, how in the world, yet Joseph was sold to an Egyptian, and the Lord was with him. Now, if you read the whole life story of Job, start at the 35th chapter, if you read all of it, you would find out God called Potiphar's house to prosper because of Joseph. But let me tell you why, though. Joseph remained faithful to Jehovah. Listen, and this is what we all need that God to help all us with. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of disappointment, we got to remain faithful, y'all. We can't allow trials and tribulation and persecution cause us to nig on God. Come on, somebody. We can't allow ourselves to be eased or frustrated, eased or getting stressed out about things. Come on, somebody. You never know where your faith at or how much of confidence you haven't got until trouble hit. Come on, somebody. We got to stay in love, and the enemy don't want you to stay, continue to walk in the love of God, because he know faith working by love. God love everybody. Now, God don't love sin, but God love everybody. And I'm telling you, you and I have a responsibility. We got, regardless of what, we can't allow trouble to cause us to cast away our confidence in God. The Bible said the devil believed, but he trembled. You and I got to trust God. Trust God with what don't make sense. Trust, you know, I have to learn what I can't figure out, he done already figured out. What I can't work out, God done already worked it out based upon what his word said about. And I have to trust his word. Yeah, we all, some of us are more impatient than other people. God, why don't you do it now? Hurry up and do it, God. I'm tired of it. You don't talk like that. That's not the vocabulary that we as saints of God are supposed to have. And this is what blessed me. He said, look at that verse in Genesis the 39th chapter. He said, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And it said, and in that third verse, it said, God caused Potiphar's house to prosper because of Joseph. Ain't that something? I want you to see that. I ain't going to stay with that, but I want to show it to you because this is so important. I want you to see, even when Joseph was put in prison, now you go, we're going to, in that 39th chapter, we're going to drop down to that 21 verse. Now everybody know Potiphar's wife, she started lusting after Joseph. She wanted to have sex with Joseph, but Joseph chose not to. When she came, Joseph told her, he told her in that 9th verse, he said, there's no greater in this house than I, neither have he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great weakness and sin against God? Joseph was a young man. We talked about that the other day. I'm not going to expound on that too much. But my point is this. Joseph didn't try to defend himself. You know how some of us were trained to do. If you didn't do it, honey, you need to stand up for your. Sometimes you need to just be quiet and let God do it. The Bible said, vengeance belongs to the Lord. Y'all, if you're a born-again believer, if you saved, you're going to be persecuted. Somebody going to lie on you. Come on, somebody. But you and I have to learn how to let God fight our battle. If the Lord ain't telling you to say something, if anything you say, you need to be saying, Father, I'm going to give this thing to you. I'm going to forgive. And let me tell you something. Forgiveness is a lifestyle. You have to make up in your mind, God, you told me to forgive, be forgiven even as you done forgave me. So, God, what I'm going to do, I'm going to practice forgiveness. I'm going to forgive whoever mistreat me. I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to do right. That's the way we as saints of God are supposed to handle that situation. If you don't, bitterness going to spring up in your heart. Resentment going to show up. Dislike, hatred's going to show up. And we got too many saints, you don't allow your situation and your circumstances to turn you bitter. You bitter towards God. You mad at God. You mad with everybody. That ain't the way we're supposed to operate. That's the way sinners operate. But then it tells us in that 21 verse, like I said, after they, it's in the 20 verse. Let me slow it down because I'm excited. The 20th verse, it said, Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prison were bound, and he was there in prison. Now, he was in there for 2 years. But look at that 21 verse. But the Lord was with Joseph. What you saying, prophet? I'm saying to you, whatever you dealing with, whatever you experiencing or going through, the Lord is with you. Oh, yeah. Oh, but he don't feel like God with me. You don't supposed to live by your feeling. We live by faith. Faith, well, what is faith, prophet? Faith is believing what God's word say about you in your situation. What God say about you and your enemy. What God tell you to do when it comes down to dealing with circumstances. Things that we don't have no control over. I used to hear the old saints sing the song. I love them old hymns. Because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Who? Jesus. You can say, I don't care what the enemy trying to throw up in your life right now. Put your faith to work. God, I believe. God, I don't know why this is going on this way. I don't understand how they're going to turn, but I'm going to trust. Y'all, I'm telling you, you got a lot of saints believe, but they ain't trusting God. A person that trusts God ain't going to always mummy and complain. Why? And then you start whining. Stop that. Go back to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Then they tell you how they murmur and complain. Read it. Go read 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter in its entirety. That ain't what God want us to do. God want us to stand bold and be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's because when they told us, so you got three men, said so the Hebrew boy, because they worked in Nelson Palace, they won't bow. He said, well, I'm going to give them another chance. He said, if they don't bow, we're going to heat up this fire furnace 7 times. No, yeah, 10 times. I believe it was 10 times. But make a long story short, guess what they did? They even told him, look, if our God don't deliver us, he well able, but we ain't going to bow. Daniel said, I ain't going to stop praying. Because they threatened whoever petitioned God, any other God, they're going to put him in the den with the. Daniel said, I'm going to keep praying. Daniel didn't stop praying. See, the enemy, he's concerned about our relationship with God because he knows. We as strong as we are when we in relationship with God. Because we ain't no match for Satan by ourselves, y'all. We ain't no match for the principality, the ruler of God, the spirit of weakness in high places. But God in us can do it. See, I had to learn, and I'm still, please hear me, I'm still learning. You have to get acquainted with the God that is on the inside. You got to get acquainted with the Godhead, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you do that through his word. The more I read about the saints in the old covenant, well, it's the new covenant, how they endure, how God was always with them. And see, Joseph could have backslid. He could have said, forget this him. How I'm going to believe in a God that let my brothers try to kill me first by putting me in the well, then they're going to sell me off, then I'm going to be stuck in Egypt. I'm in Potiphar's house. I'm being faithful to God. And then this woman wanted to lay with me. I wouldn't even mess with her, but I still got put in prison. But yeah, and I didn't do nothing to the woman. He didn't even try to defend himself. And that's why God was always there. Let me tell you something. Be faithful to your relationship with God. And see, and watch when God always bring you out on top. Y'all had to learn that. I used to chase a lie down. And God told me, why is you chasing that lie? You know it's a lie. Why is you chasing it? I said, I'm trying to defend me. He said, then you belong to me and not you. Peter said, who is it going to harm you when you're a servant of God? Christianity don't mean when you get born again, everything going to go the way you want, when you want, how you want. No. Cool in the shade, drinking a glass of Kool-Aid. No. The enemy going to come at you. But you got to know who you are in Christ, what God promised you, he watching over. And that's why I want to show you, even if he said the Lord were with Joseph. Genesis 39 and that 21 verse. But the Lord were with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Now see, they prison wasn't like ours. Most of their prison was like a cage, cold. But God gave him favor. Probably you telling me, it's possible that I can have faith with God in trouble. Yes, you can. I went through a time period in, for about 3 weeks in January. Somehow, you know, with one of the pipes in my house, I was going through with trying to get the insurance agent, the justice, and all that to do that. I had to buy water, heat my water, flush my toilet with water. But guess what? And in that time, the enemy would try to frustrate me about it, aggravate me about it, try to harass. You know how that is. You know, I said, I ain't doing it. I'm not getting upset. I'm not doing this. I just kept saying, and y'all, I'm telling you, if you don't learn now how to endure hardship as a good soldier, because y'all, more evil days coming. But God can take a lemon, as old folks say, and make lemonade out of it. God want to show himself strong. Let me tell you how God show himself strong in us. When adversity come, when affliction and persecution come, and we don't bow, but we keep a margin. We keep a believing and we keep a trusting God. That's how God get his glory. Because when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow and they were thrown in the fire furnace, guess what happened? When the king looked over, he said, did we not throw three in there? But I see four men, one look like the Son of God. God was right there with them. Jesus, the Son of Man, he was right there with them. Whatever you're dealing Amen. With right now, don't get so overwhelmed with that situation. And the way you get overwhelmed, you focus more on it than you is what God's word say. Baby, you got to do something with your focus. I'm learning that. I can't sit around and focus on the evil I see in this world so much that it overwhelms me, it caused me to start doubt and wonder where God is. He's right there with me. He's right there with you. Evil days is here. And I'm telling you, what they did to Tyrese Nicholas, that was the enemy. That was the enemy that influenced the men to do that to that young man. Innocent young man. No, that shouldn't have happened to him, but that's the way the devil worked. But let me tell you something, as born-again believers, see, the enemy trying to start a race of war between the black and white and the black on black and the white on white. That's what he's trying to do. Don't, listen, as a born-again believer, don't let him cause you to get bitterness in your heart against any color. That's not God. God is love. The Bible said, for God so loved the world. He gave his own. God died for all race, not just one race of people, y'all. And we as born again believers, we represent him. And when we see the devil doing foolishness like that and putting bitterness and influencing people with bitterness and resentment and hate, we got to stand up and say, that's the devil, and I rebuke you, Satan. Now, God ain't Amen. Telling you can't, the person, but you can come against that spirit, that influence in that person. Pray for them. Sometimes you can't talk to them. Sometimes you just got to pray from a distance. Come against that spirit of operating in them. And y'all, it works. Barbara, I hear you saying amen. That's good. But I'm telling you, we got to do our part. We got to be bold in these last days, y'all. We got to stand. See, the Bible said the power of God in the earthly vessels. The spirit of God in you is big. The same one that created the universe, he's in us. But we got to loose the Holy Spirit. Well, Prophet, how I loose the Holy Spirit? Say what the words say. Whatever he said, that's what you say. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, it works. But like I said, the Lord was with Joseph, even with his brothers. Out of all they did to read it. You'll find out Joseph didn't have no bitterness in his heart against his brethren. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't get bitter with the king. I mean, the king had them put in the fire furnace. They told the king, live forever. Daniel wasn't even mad with the king when the king had to put him in the den. They didn't turn bitter, and too many people allow their circumstances to turn them bitter. They let resentment get in their heart against God. I'm telling you, it's happening, y'all. But what did we just read in Ephesians, the 6th chapter? You ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. These are spiritual beings that you are dealing with. That's why he said put on the whole armor. The sword of the Spirit, he come at the word of God. You got to use that sword. And that's what blesses me when I go back and read the old covenant, when I see how these people had, you know, now don't get me wrong, we had some of them like go ahead and do, some of them backslid, some of them throwed up the hand and all that. No. Even though the Bible said in the last day going to be a great falling away, many going to depart from the faith, I tell you, and you ain't going to be a part of the departing from the faith, and you ain't going to fall away. That's my choice. See, God, that's what some people don't understand, because God give us a free will. That means God ain't going to force you. God ain't going to make you. If you don't want to live right, God ain't going to make you live right. And this is what I had to learn when it came down to praying or interceding for other people, my loved one and all that. God ain't going to make nobody live right. But when you pray, You see, only God can change heart. Your prayers for your beloved family, your enemy, God can turn their hearts. I can't turn nobody's heart. Now, even I'm giving this word, I'm feeling led. The Lord's speaking through me right now to somebody on this broadcast. But guess what? I can't make you believe and trust what God's telling me to tell you. That's up to you. That's an act of your will. See, that's what people don't understand. When you praying for people, and people, well, honey, I've been praying for them years. Look like they getting worse. What you don't understand, they done allowed themselves to be in bondage to Satan. And the enemy, the more you pray, he going to try to put more pressure on them to rebel. No, no, they succumbing. They changing. They changing. It appears that it don't. But they are changing. It's not one prayer that we pray according to God's word. It don't get in our situation and it start turning, because God's word don't return to him void. He said, if you ask anything according to his will, he'll do it. So when you pray according to God's will, is God's will for our man to be saved. When you forgive, is God's will for your enemy to be saved. God begin to work. But the enemy getting in here trying to make it look like ain't nothing happening, make it look like they getting worse. No, baby, they getting better. And if you understand the word of God, you need to say, oh, God, I thank you. My prayer is working. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They change it. See, that's what you got to do. But see, if you get in there with, oh, they look like, honey, I've been praying for them. Ain't nothing there. Something is happening. God start at the root of a situation. He don't start at the top. That's us. The Bible said we look on the outward appearance. God look on the inward appearance. What is your word today? The time, I got to bring it in. The Lord is with you. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through with right now, the Lord wants you to know he is with you. He wants you to know he's on your side. But you got to maintain that relationship with God. God is faithful. God don't change because my circumstances don't change. He stayed the same. He the God that can change circumstances, but we have our part to play. And I'm telling you, we living in evil time. Evil days are here. But don't let bitterness and resentment and hatred get in your heart. Because if it do, it's going to affect your relationship with God. It's going to affect your faith. Father, in the master's name of Jesus, I want to thank you for your word today. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that you is with us. Thank you for letting us know that you will not allow us to be tempted above that we are able to bear, but you will make a way for our escape. God, thank you for whoever your word meant for. It was meant for me as well as someone that was listening. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this is Apostolic Prophet. We'll let Miller enjoy the rest of your evening.
Amen. Apostolic. Thank you, God. Word is flowing. It's floating. It's floating.